you, babe. Say, how about a little... Ow!
Does that answer your question, Buddy?
The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern. You all remember Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's famous Maisie pictures. In just a moment, you'll hear Maisie in radio, starring the same glamorous star you all went to see and loved on the screen, Ann Southern. But first, your announcer. Here's Ann Southern as Maisie.
Yep, I'm Maisie, like the fellow just said, Maisie Revere. There ain't nothing particularly particular about me. If you saw me walking down the street, you wouldn't give me a second look, if you were a woman. With men, though, it's different. But I really don't pay strange men no mind, because I'm sort of kind of engaged to Eddie Jordan. He lives in my boarding house. Eddie don't make much money, so that's why I was glad when Merton Falkscrubber, the cute kid who lives in the third floor back, got me a job with his newspaper. A small local sheet called the Flatbush Bugle. Merton was just an office boy there, but he talked the publisher into trying me out as a motion picture editor. I guess I really got the job because the boss figured I knew about movies since I once acted in a picture. Anyway, tonight I got 2 free tickets to the opening of my favorite star's picture. None other than Chester Drake. I had to write a review for the picture, so I took Eddie along, figuring he might pick up a few pointers from Chester. And believe me, that Casanova of mine could use a few lessons in the art of lovemaking. Eddie.
Yeah? What do you want?
Wake up, lover boy. I think I see a couple of empty seats down front.
Maisie, for goodness sake, we've changed seats 9 times already.
I know, but gosh, don't you want to sit down front? Be closer to Chester Drake?
What for? I can smell him clear back here.
Oh.
Lady, I came here to see the picture. Sit down in front.
Shh, quiet. Chester's going to speak.
Oh, Sylvia, beloved. I adored that dance. Being so close to you. Feeling you so warm and tender in my arms.
Oh, gosh, Eddie, those are beautiful words. Why don't you ever say things like that to me when you make love?
But, Maisie, I do say nice things to you when I make love.
I mean, besides slip us a kiss, chick. A girl likes a little build-up stuff first.
Sylvia, darling. Sylvia, my beloved one. Come, kiss me.
There he goes again. With that guy, kissing is a disease.
You should catch it already.
Then you do love me, Herbert. Really and truly love me.
Love you, darling. If you left me, I'd die.
So leave him already, Sylvia.
Quiet, I want to hear Herbert's answer.
You should know it by heart. We've seen the picture 4 times already.
Yeah, lady, why don't you leave already?
I can't. I don't remember when we came in.
Take me into your arms, dearest one, and make me forget my husband. Please, darling, make me forget him.
Yes, my beloved one. Come closer. I want to ask you something that is more important to me than life itself.
Maisie.
Yes, Eddie.
I've been wanting to ask you something, too.
Oh, yes, Eddie. What is it?
Can I have my bag of popcorn back now?
Oh, sure. Here. And if that's as much romance as I'm going to get out of you, we might as well leave.
Hooray!
Well, Eddie, we're home. Gee, it's a nice night, ain't it? Just look at that moon.
No, some other time, Maisie. I got to get up tomorrow morning. Got a job, you know.
Well, wait a minute. Ain't you going to kiss me goodnight for a while?
Look, Maisie, why the sudden yen for that mushy stuff?
Stuff? Chester Drake wouldn't call kissing a girl stuff.
Well, I'm not Chester Drake.
All right, I know. Don't rub it in.
Oh, You've just been seeing too many of those Chester Drake pictures.
Oh, Eddie, why can't you be more like him? I've been wanting you to act romantic like him for so long. So long.
So long. See you in the morning.
Well, good night, Mr. Jordan. And if you have a dream tonight, leave me out of it. I ain't talking to you anymore.
You better hurry, Maisie. You don't want to be late for the office your first day.
Oh, come on in, Merton. Just putting my breakfast dishes away.
Oh, my super hot rod's just downstairs, Maisie.
Ah.
I'll give you a lift down to the office if you want.
Oh, sure, sure. And I got a swell idea for that review of the Chester Drake picture, Mert.
Oh?
You're gonna be proud you recommended me for the job.
Oh, I'd go all out for you anytime, Maisie.
Merton.
Yeah?
You remember what you promised to do last night when we had that long, interesting talk about me?
Oh, sure, Maisie, but...
Yeah.
Well, gee, it ain't going to be easy to talk to Eddie and make him apologize for all the nasty things you said to him.
Oh, it's easy, Mert. Oh. Just go in and tell him that I was wrong, but that I forgive him.
Oh.
Yeah. I'll wait out here.
Yeah, you do that. Mm-hmm. But I'll leave the door open. I might want to leave in a hurry, and they're making keyholes so narrow lately.
Who's there, and what does she want?
No, it's me, Eddie. Merton. Are you busy right now?
Oh, no. Come in.
Eddie, the reason I'm here is because Maisie... you think that she... Eddie, what a stack of pin-up pictures.
Yeah, Mert. They're really stacked, ain't they?
Wow.
I met them all when I was overseas during the war.
Yeah, they sure are. No. No, I can't get weak. I mean, Maisie... Stacked. Wowie. You don't know.
Sure do. She thinks I ain't romantic. She should know.
No, she shouldn't, Ed. I mean, you don't know what you're doing.
Wait, get a load of this. Two oven lips.
Huh?
From his ever-ready Fifi.
Oh, boy.
Well, oven lips, huh? What's cooking?
Maisie,
well,
I didn't know that...
Folks.
Hey, Mert, don't leave me now.
Sorry, I gotta get back to my room and rinse out a few things.
Well, Rembrandt. What do you have to say about this private little art gallery of yours?
Maisie...
You're lying.
Now, wait a minute. How do you know I'm lying?
Your lips are moving. I'd give you your engagement ring back if it wasn't so tight that I can't get it off my finger.
You could with soap.
Who asked you? Goodbye, Eddie. I'll never see you again.
But, honey, we had a date to go sit in the park tonight.
Okay, but after our date, I'll never see you again.
Oh, gee, Maisie, I know you're all broken up about Eddie, but look, we go to press in 20 minutes, and you still have that review to write on Chester Drake's picture.
All right, Mert. It'll be the last review I'll ever write.
Just be there.
No.
How about that picture review?
You'll have it, Mr. Jones.
Well, what are you crying about?
Well, I'm a woman.
So?
This one is a woman needing excuses to cry.
Yes, I guess you're right. I'll get that review finished and make it good.
Oh, it's gonna be, Mr. Jones. Maisie says she's got an idea that's not only sensational, it's also good.
Oh,
fine. Come along, Merton. We've got work to do. You can pick up Maisie's copy after she gets through.
Yes, sir. Sure. So long, Maisie. And don't worry about Eddie. Remember, you still have me.
Oh! Well, I better get started. Last night, I went to see the latest Chester Drake picture. And it was so sad, I really...
Was it that sad, Maisie?
Oh, hello, Helen. I was crying because of my boyfriend, Eddie. We never want to see each other again.
Oh, another woman.
A whole war full of them.
Well, sounds like a little different than the usual run-of-the-mill stuff I get from my advice to the lovelorn column.
Wonder how he'd feel if there was another man in love with me. Somebody like Chester Drake.
Well, honey, from my experience with men, I'd say that a slight suspicion like that would make your chum come crawling back to you on his hands and lips.
Yeah, wouldn't be too hard for Eddie to believe that Chester Drake knew me. After all, I was out in Hollywood for some time, and... Well, why don't I? Why don't I what?
Write a letter from Chester Drake to me. Let it fall into Eddie's hands.
Sort of accidentally, like.
Uh-huh.
Have it fall out of your purse while you're paying for his lunch.
Yeah. Then he'll start pitching woo again, and I'll be there to do the catches.
I think it's a crazy idea.
Oh, you like it.
Uh-huh. This review can wait. The love letter can't.
Right. Now, here goes. Ah, Maisie, beloved, I cannot forget those enchanting hours neath the palm trees at Pismo Beach when I held you close in my ARMS and pressed burning, passionate kisses on your willing L-I-P-P-S. Where are you going, Helen?
To get a glass of water to cool off.
Yeah, get one for me, too. Just say the word, oh, my darling, and I will leave everything and fly to you on wings of love, and we will be married in Capistrano. See, how do you spell Capistrano?
Well, Peru is a romantic place.
Yeah. And we will be married in P-E-R-U, period. My darling one, my beloved, my pearl of beauty.
Oh.
Yours truly, Chester Drake.
Oh, that should do the trick. Mm. I don't even know any of the people concerned, and already I'm so jealous I can scratch somebody's eyes out.
Yeah. Now, all we need is some perfume to sort of soak the letter in.
Oh, I got some in my office, Maisie. Costs $20 an ounce, too. Mm. It's called Perhaps Later.
Hmm. For $20 an ounce, it should be called Positively Now. Come on, let's go get it.
Say, Maisie, Mr. Jones said you better have that review. Oh, she's gone. Oh, this must be it in the typewriter. Yeah, it's... Wowie! Mr. Jones!
Yeah, Mert? What's up? Where's that picture review of Maisie?
Right here, Mr. Jones. Just feed your corpuscles on this.
Oh, yes? Let me see it. Maisie, beloved, I cannot forget those enchanting hours in Pismo Beach and burning passion.
Oh, this is a love letter from Chester Drake to Maisie. Yeah. What about the review?
This is a review, Mr. Jones. The something special Maisie promises. A review not of Chester Drake the star, but Chester Drake the man.
Yeah, and what a man.
Yeah.
Hey, Pete. Sam, tear out the front page. We got something hot for our readers.
Hot.
But
hot. Hold the presses. Hot. Hot.
Wasn't your fault, Helen. Perfume will evaporate.
My stuff didn't. Some of these reporters will drink anything.
Well, no, you searched for any of the stuff. We wasted almost an hour already. Now, all I have to do is take this letter. It's gone.
Gone?
Hi, Maisie. Helen, you looking for something?
Yeah, something that'll get me everything I want.
Oh, and the boss is happy enough to give it to you, too. The paper hit the streets a few minutes ago, and it's selling like wildfire.
Hit the streets?
Yeah.
What about my review?
Well, that's what's doing it. That love letter Chester Drake wrote you is the thickest front page yarn that Greenpoint has ever had.
Oh! Love letter?
Yeah.
Oh, no!
Oh, it was printed?
Well, sure. With a picture of you I kept in my watch case.
Oh.
And you were right when you said you had a great idea for the review. Well, Maisie, don't just stand there and stare at me. Say something. Maisie, say something.
Help.
The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern, will continue in just a moment. Back to Maisie.
Flatbush Bugle, Maisie Revere, motion picture editor talking.
Maisie, this is the man that you're engaged to marry.
Oh, don't be so indefinite. Which man that I am engaged to marry?
Oh, so it's true what I read in the paper about you and that Chester Drake.
Ah, you mean the madly, desperately in love with me so that he can't eat, drink, or sleep, Chester Drake?
Yeah. So that's why you were so interested in seeing Chester Drake's pictures. You knew that recap Romeo in Hollywood.
Well, you're as pretty as some of those pin-up girls of yours, oven lips.
Believe it or not, Maisie, I really bought those pictures when I was overseas. And they cost me practically every Hershey bar I had.
Well, Eddie, I'm going to tell you something about this Chester Drake business.
And I'm going to tell you something about it, too. I'm going to punch that Roman nose of his so hard it'll be Roman all over his face.
Ah, thanks, Eddie. But Chester's way out in Hollywood, and I'm sure you don't have that much of a reach.
I don't need it, sweetheart. It so happens Gooey Louie is staying at the Ritz Plaza Hotel.
Oh.
And little Eddie is going over there right now. I'll teach him to try and steal my girl.
Eddie, what are you going to do?
For further details, read your daily newspaper. The obituary column.
Oh, jeepers. I'd better get down to that hotel and warn Chester. Since Eddie's been taking those vitamin tablets, he don't know his own strength.
Oh, I am but exhausted, Cynthia, my dear, dear wife. These personal appearances take so much out of one.
I'm going down to the beauty parlor in the hotel and have my hair done. And while Mama is gone, don't let me catch you turning what's left of your charm on any of these local frantic females.
No, perish the thought, my dear. You know your little Chester.
Uh-huh. That's why I insisted on coming along on this personal.
I knew there was some reason.
Yes. Well, I'm going now, Lothario.
Women, women. Chester, my love, why did you ever have to marry? Come in.
Mr. Drake, Eddie Jordan read it, and he didn't know I wrote it, because when Helen and me went out with the perfume, Merton thought it was a scoop, and Mr. Jones printed it.
What is this, a synopsis of what's happened so far in a radio serial?
Well, look, there's no time to talk. Eddie's mad because he thinks it's true, and he doesn't know about me, because that's how he is. And now you see why you have to leave town, don't you?
Not exactly.
Well, gee, you ain't very bright, are you?
Say it again, please. Perhaps I've missed the code word.
It's Eddie, you dope. He thinks it's your fault.
What's my fault?
What I did.
And what did you did?
Oh.
Get there must be my wife. If she catches me here with a blonde, she'll kill me. Do something, miss.
What do you want me to do, dye my hair?
Heavens to Betsy, she warned me.
Open up in there, you philanderer!
Oh. Yeah, my wife sounds like she caught a cold.
That's Eddie.
Eddie, who's Eddie?
Don't know nothing, do you? If he finds me in here, he'll believe that Helen and I wrote because of the argument.
What argument?
How can you be so stupid?
I take lessons, but you've got to hide. I think, quick, into the, you'll pardon the expression, bedroom.
All right, but you'll explain everything to Eddie, won't you?
Explain what?
Oh, fine, you haven't even been listening.
Yeah, I'm a rude one, aren't I? Get into that room now.
Chester Drake, you should be ashamed of yourself. How could you do it?
Do what?
You know what I'm talking about.
Want to bet?
You probably didn't mean a word of what you wrote to her.
Now, look, Sonny, I'm afraid this isn't one of my bright days. Exactly what is everybody so excited about?
Oh, so you haven't read the newspaper?
No.
Well, then get a load of this. You Benedict Arnold. Look, and on the front page, too.
Oh, Maisie, beloved, I cannot forget those enchanting hours neath the palms at Pismo Beach.
Say, who wrote this? You know very well who wrote it.
Nick Kenny?
Don't try to squirm out of it, louse. You wrote it.
When I held you close in my arms and pressed burning kisses.
I did? Come, Sonny, leave us not pretend.
Yeah, but I never saw this Maisie, so help me.
You don't know Maisie? Gesundheit. You don't...
Say, who sneezed in there?
Oh, that,
Mice? Sneezing mice?
Yes, yeah. They probably came down the chimney and caught the flu. Don't you get it?
Yes. And I'm going to open the door. And if who I think it is in there,
You're going to get it, too, in spades. Okay, come on out,
Ugh.
Say, who's the dame with the blanket wrapped around her?
Me, Indian squaw from Chester Drake Indian Fan Club.
Yes. Well. Hello, Maisie.
How?
My goodness, now I'm going to get it.
And how?
Yeah. Well, here you are, Casanova.
Well, there you are, Maisie. You always told me you preferred your ham cold.
Oh.
You'll never see me again. Goodbye, beautiful.
Goodbye.
I didn't mean you!
He really hit you, Chester. That means he loves me.
Chester, I just picked up a local newspaper, and I just couldn't believe that I believe it now. The same girl is in the picture in the paper.
Now, Cynthia, I can explain, I think.
Yes, Jake, I don't want your husband.
Well, darling, then we both have something in common. I don't want him either.
But, Cynthia, you can't leave me.
Goodbye, Chester. I'm leaving for Reno. Write to me every month, even if it's only a check.
She's gone. Oh, she'd be sorry if I were dead.
Yeah. Nettie'd be sorry if I were dead. Dad, let's do it.
You mean... No, I can't die. My contract strictly forbids it.
No, I mean, if I pretended, we'd both live again.
Yes. They'd have to believe the truth from a dying woman.
Uh-huh, and forgive a dying woman's mistakes. Look, Chester, here's the way we'll go about it. We'll have somebody phone Eddie, and then... How's that, Chester?
Terrible. You've got to put more life into your dying.
Chester, are you in there?
My wife. Now, turn it on good.
Okay. Oh, I'm dying. I'm sinking fast. Come in, please. I'm going.
Chester, before you sent word that you wanted to see me, I called up that newspaper and talked to a certain Helen.
I'm dying.
Oh, is she still here?
Temporarily, my dear. She says she's dying.
Oh. Well, what I wanted to say, Chester, is that thing in the paper that...
Before I go, Mrs. Drake, I want to make a confession. I don't know your husband. I wrote that letter because... Chester, must you smoke that pipe?
Oh, I'm sorry, stranger. Do go on. You were saying...
I wrote it to make my boyfriend jealous.
You see, Cynthia... I am innocent.
Oh, of course. You see, Chester, I found out that
water. Yes, it's water.
Oh, I'll get some from the bathroom soon.
Let it run a little first.
Oh, now I'll get that. Somebody's out in the hall.
If it's my Eddie, tell him to hurry. I'm sinking fast.
Oh, you can speak plainer than that, dear.
Where is she? Is she still... I got a phone call. She isn't... Is she...
Oh, you're probably Eddie. Yeah. The one she's putting it on for.
Putting it on? But I thought she took something.
Yes, acting lessons, and she should sue the school.
But why?
To make you forgive her.
Huh. Well, I guess I'll go in now. Thank you, Mrs. Drake. Oh, and please tell your husband I'm sorry I punched him in the nose.
Oh, don't be sorry. Everybody's got to get a little fun out of life sometimes. Go on in now and have a laugh.
I will.
Who's there, please?
It's Eddie, honey.
Oh, Eddie. I'm glad you came. I'm dying.
Oh. Well, in that case, I won't stay long.
Don't you understand, dear one? I'm going to heaven.
Well, have a nice trip.
Eddie Jordan, you don't even seem to care that I'm dying.
Well, stop dying already, and I'll take you out to lunch. I know the whole gag.
Before I go, I... Oh. You do?
Yes. Come on, I'm starved.
You forgive me, Eddie?
Sure, baby, I forgive you. How could I ever do anything else?
And do you still love me?
Maisie, I think you're a pig-headed, silly, arrogant, meddling, spoiled, childish brat.
Ah, ha, ha.
He loves me.
In just a moment, we shall return to the adventures of Maisie.
Shows you what not to do for love. And there's no use trying to understand what love really is. Just a lot of things that don't make sense. Makes you happy and sad, considerate and selfish. Makes you tell the truth and also lie. Sometimes you want to laugh, most of the time you cry. Well, I gotta get back to my paper and pick up my check. Yeah, for that little Chester Drake act, I got fired. But I'm not worried like people with money are. If I get held up, all I got to lose is my life.
You've just heard The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern. Maisie is presented by arrangement with Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of Key to the City, starring Clark Gable, Loretta Young, Frank Morgan, and Marilyn Maxwell. Maisie was written by Arthur Phillips. Original music was composed and conducted by Harry Zimmerman. Supporting cast included V. Benaderet, Hans Conried, Howard McNear, Pat McGeehan, Lorene Tuttle, and Sidney Miller. Jack McCoy speaking.